Okay, today's daf is Chul and daf Chav Dalad, and we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We just started the Mishnayos that are branching out of Kasher and Pasul and the opposites that we have in the Mishnayos. We got into this, as we said, from Shechita and Malika and different types of birds, and then we just did the one that maybe is the transition between Karbanos and non-Karbanos, and that's the Mishnah about Paraduma and Egla Arufa. Says the Mishnah, again, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Kasher bepara pasul beegla. Whatever is kasher, the act that is kasher to do by para aduma is pasul to do by egla arufa. Kasher beegla pasul bepara, and the opposite is true. Tadar abana, what is that? Para b'shchita kshera ba'arifa psula, egla ba'arifa kshera b'shchita psula. As we know, the para aduma has to be shechted like any karban. And therefore, that's what's done in Harazesim, and that is possible to do by Egla Rufa, because Egla Rufa has to be the back of its neck has to be broken. Nim says Kasher Bepara, possible Egla, Kasher Begla, possible Para. We discussed in the various times in the Parsha Shirim in the past relating to Egla Arufa being the topic that Yosef and Yaakov Avinu were discussing together the last time they had met before Yosef disappeared, and that's the message that Yosef sent back to his father. He sent the agalos that he wanted to give the message to his father, and that's why he says Vayaris agalos. Only after Yaakov sees the agalos, it says Vatchi Ruach Yaakov Avihem, that's why his nefesh became alive again. What's the symbol of Egla Arufa? Maybe it symbolizes, we mentioned it from the Rav Nissen Alpert, the Limudei Nissen, it symbolizes a shared responsibility, a revus of a fellow Jew, and that's what Yosef was trying to tell him. I'm here to take care of you. I'm here to make sure that everything goes okay when you come down to Mitzrayim. Kilo michya shlochani ash elokim lefneichem. That was the deeper message of Egla Arufa, among other many other pshatim that are given in that parsha. Okay, so the Gemara says that Para and Egla Arufa have opposite actions. Says the Gemara, V'tehe Para k'sheira ba'arifa mikal v'chomer. We should say Para Duma is kosher to break its neck through a kal v'chomer. Just like we asked 2 days ago, that Torah and B'nai Yonah should each have a kal v'chomer to kosher them. So to hear, the Para should have a kal v'chomer to kosher it through Arifa. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma egla shlo hukshra b'shchita, hukshra ba'arifa, if an egla arufa, which cannot become kosher, lo hukshra b'shchita. You cannot do it through shchita, but you can do it through arifa. Para shlo hukshra b'shchita, eno dish hukshra ba'arifa. Paraduma, which can be done through shchita, surely should be able to be done through arifa. Right? Isn't that a kal v'chomer? So amakra v'shachat v'chuka. It says v'shachat osal lefanav by para aduma, and it says the word chuka b'shchita in barifa lo. So we say the word chuka is emphasizing that this is exactly how it's supposed to be done, no other way, and therefore it's only shchita and not arifa. Tosas notes that this question the Gemara asks, Tosas di Ramaslo v'tehe, the question could have been asked really on any animal, any chulin animal. What does the Gemara say? You should allow arifa based on a kal v'chomer for paraduma. For any chulin animal, because chulin also has shchita. But dafka the Gemara asks it by paraduma. V'hu adin says Tosis, tavi matzi l'mifra chachi, eitzel chulin v'kachim. The Gemara could have asked it about any chulin animal that arifa should be good by chulin. Avon nok at para v'egla, why did it mention dafka paraduma? They ask the question there, sheshnehem inyan echad. Because there are many comparisons in Mishnayos, in Gemara, between Para Aduma and Egla Arufa. The Shneim Kachim HaNishchatim Bachutz, both of them are karbanos that are prepared, are shechted outside. Some of the karbanos are shechted inside and then burned outside. But these karbanos are two of the only ones that are shechted outside. Notice that Tosas calls Arifa, in the larger category, shechting. We mentioned, is Arifa a shechting, like the Chia Latzuk by the Azazel? Is that a form of Shechita in a larger sense? So Sotu Tosas here said that they're both shechted outside. V'damu ahadadi lipasel ba'ol v'kabedvarim. They share many halachos in terms of what makes them pasel or not. That's why the Gemara, you're right, says Tosas, could have asked it by any chulin animal, but it's specifically asked by Paraduma, because Paraduma and Egla Arufa have a shared affinity. And that's why it asks it there. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Egla Arufa should teach us that Paraduma is kasher b'shechita. So we say no, because Paraduma is a special din that it only has to be, only allowed to be b'shechita. B'shechita in Marifala. Ask the Gemara then, v'kal hecha d'chsiv bechuka lo darshita kal v'chomer. What did we just say? We could have said a kal v'chomer, but we don't because it says the word chuka, and that overrides kal v'chomer, which is pure logic. So chuka, it says chok, this is what it has to be. So chok always overrides kal v'chomer, but you see from the following otherwise. V'hagabi yom ha-kippurim d'chsiv bechuka by yom kippur, by the two se'irim that are brought, and the one of them is going to be Lashem, and one of them is going to be Lazazel. By the two Se'irim on Yom Kippur, it also says the word Chukah. V'tanya, and the Brisa says, Va'asahu Chatas. He shall make it a Chatas. What do we darshan from that phrase? V'asahu Chatas. It makes it. Hagoral Oseh Chatas, V'en Hashem Oseh Chatas. What do we learn from there? That the Goral, the lottery, when the Kohen Gadol picks one out of the bowl that he's holding, the kalfi, taraf pakalfi, that's the word I was looking for. Taraf pakalfi, he puts his hand into the kalfi, and he picks one of the pieces that says Lashem and says Lazazel. So Hagorol Osechatas, the Gorol is what labels each animal. Gorol Osechatas, Ve'ein Hashem Osechatas. And if the Kohen Gadol stands there and says, this one should be Lashem, it is not Nikva. And you could even always change it. If he says, this one's going to be Lazazel, you can make that one into Lashem. If it wasn't the Gorol, but it was the Hashem, it was the Shame, it was the Kriyas Shame that the Kohen Gadol used. No, it's a special din that Dafka, the Gorol, makes it into a Chatas. Sheyachol, because I would have said otherwise. What would I have said logically? V'halodinu, isn't it a Kal v'chomer? Uma b'makom shlo kidesh ha-Gorol. Kidesh Hashem, if in a place where a Gorol does not work, but yet, Kidesh Hashem, you can be Mekadesh Hashem. Where is that? Where does a Gorol not work? So Rashi explains, if you decided, I don't know, you have two animals and you want to be Koveya them, Aide Gorol. You want to say, I want to bring this one as an Ola, I want to bring this one as a Shlomim. So it says, Rashi, that doesn't work. That you don't have to bring it based on the Gorol. Look at Rashi. B'makam shlo kidesh ha-Gorol. Kigon, kine zavim v'yoldos. Right, you have a set of birds. De'echal achadas ve'echal la'ola. Shim higril aleim shekas, if you made a Gorol, shekas v'alevan achas chadas v'alevan achas ola. V'hitilu aleim b'Gorol. You put him into a pot and you mixed him around. Lo matzinu shiyehe ha-Gorol kovan. We don't find anywhere that a Gorol will be important in Koveya anywhere else besides here. And even if the girl chose one, you could change it to the other one. So here Rashi says Shalokidish Agoro means if you stop make a goro. So back to the Gemara. What would I have said in the Kal v'chomer? Uma b'makom shlo kidesh ha-Gorol. Kidesh Hashem, if in a place where the Gorol did not work. Kidesh Hashem, the Kriya Shem did work. Makom shekidesh ha-Gorol, eino din shekidesh Hashem. In a place where the Gorol does work, like here, surely you should say the Shem is Bekadesh, Kriya Shem. Tamalomer, that's why it says, V'yasahu chatas. Ha-Gorol oseo chatas, ve'in Hashem oseo chatas. That's exactly the makar of the pasuk V'yasahu chatas, don't say the Kal v'chomer, use this pasuk V'yasahu chatas. So the Gemara now, that's the end of the Braisa. So now the Gemara finishes this question. Taima the Kazav Rechman of Yasoh Chatas. Why do we knock out the Kal v'chomer? Because it says Yasoh Chatas. Halavachti, without this phrase, Darshina Kal v'chomer, we would have Darshina Kal v'chomer, even though it says the word Chuka here. It says Chuka. So you see, you don't use the word Chuka to override the Kal v'chomer. It says Yasoh Chatas. That's what you use to override the Kal v'chomer. So that's the question. Does Chuka really override it? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. You have a different limud. Why? How you know that para aduma cannot have arifa done to it? Mi et rachmana gabe egla arufa zos ba arifa ve'en acheres ba arifa. Maybe the limud is a special din by zos. This one has to be ba arifa, the egla arufa, and not others. Just one note I wanted to mention before, but can even be mentioned now. I mean, the whole Shach of Atari here is trying to figure out how egla arufa might have arifa. Tosa said, why not by fooling animals? Tosa says, huadin. You might have said that this whole Kashak of Atarya is specifically here by Egla Rufa. Because we said it's an it's a karban that's done, if you could call it a karban. It's a ceremony that's done out in the field. It's not done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's, so is chulin. Chulin is also, but it's something mandated to be done outside, specifically on behalf, it's a specific mitzvah. It's not just stam shchita. So you might say that there's something deeper here relating to the Egla Arufa Para Aduma element. It's basically what Tosva says, but it's not just because it has parallel halachas, but because those parallel halachas might reflect a deeper connection between the two. It's two avodas that are done outside the Beis HaMikdash in order to achieve kapara or to achieve tara for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, specifically here, there might be a connection between them. You get that sense through the Shakal Vitaria that there's something specific about Egla Arufa and Para Aduma. Finishing up here, v'tehei egla kashera b'shchitas b'kavachomer. So can we say the opposite kavachomer, as the Gemara has said in the past, that egla arufa should be kasher by shchita, as follows, uma parash lahokshera ba'arifa kshera b'shchita, para aduma, you cannot do egla, you cannot do arifa too, and yet you could do shchita too, egla shekshera ba'arifa eino deshokshera b'shchita, you should be able to do shchita by an egla arufa, amar kra, v'arfu ha'egla, ba'arifa in b'shchita lo. You do arifa to this egla and not to any other para. Not to any other para aduma, and therefore, that's the makar, that it has to have only arifa done to it and not shchita, period. We had a shiur in the past, I think we'll be able to have it as a dafi insher at some point, let's see if I have my notes here, relating to the Si'irim la'azazel, the two goats, and the goral that relates to Hashem and Lazazel. You mentioned a beautiful thought from Rav Shamfer Mephal Hirsch in the past about what is the, one of the messages of Seir Lazazel. You know, we try to think of that avoda. What does it have to do with Bizman Hazeh? It's one of the major avodos. It is the major avoda on Yom Kippur. And we try to associate some type of message for our day and age. So Rav Shamfer Mephal Hirsch says that think of it as the karban that teaches us about misconceptions. You think the two Seirim are there, and all of a sudden, one of the goats starts being let out of the Beis HaMikdash. What is that goat thinking to himself? Cut. No, as a mashal. Hey, look at me, this other carbon, my brother over here, he's being left to be killed, and his blood spilled over the Mizbeach. Look at me, I'm being set free, and he's led to the out into to the midbar. He smells the fresh air. He smells everything is beautiful. He looks around. He's being led up into the top of a cliff. Oh, what a great view. What a beautiful view. And all of a sudden, he's given a little push. He's given a little nudge. Says Rav Hirsch, you know, this goat thinks that he's on top of the world. This goat thinks everything's amazing. This goat thinks that he's the one that's in the great position. And his poor cousin is still in the Beis HaMikdash. And really, he's in the position that's Lazazel. He's in the position that not even Shechita is going to be done for him. And his friend is going to be Lashem. His friend is going to achieve Kapara for Klal Yisrael to be sprinkled Lefnai V'Lefnim. So we think sometimes that we are in one situation and really it's just the opposite. Really it's just the opposite. So it's exactly what Haman felt. Right? Haman felt he was on top of the world and really he was on his way down. He's on his way down. So maybe that's one of the messages of Yom Kippur and of life, the Seir Lazazel, to make sure we get over our misconceptions and realize sometimes that there are deeper ideas, deeper messages of the situations that we are in. Okay, let's continue now. Says the next Mishnah now, branching out, Kohanim and Levim. Kasher by Kohanim, possible Levim. What is Kasher by Kohanim is possible by Levim. We'll see what that is referring to. Kasher by Levim, possible Kohanim. What is Kasher for Levim is possible by Kohanim. So what is that referring to? Tana Rabbanan. How each become possible. Kohanim bimumin psulin bishanim ksherim. Kohanim could become possible if they have mumin. The Mishnayos and Bechoros list off all the mumin of the Kohanim. If a Kohen is a Baal Mum, as we know, he can't do the Avoda. Right? Many Averas that are related to mumin in the Torah. So Kohanim bimumin psulin bishanim ksherim. There is no age maximum, there's no age limit for Kohanim to stop doing the Avoda. Right? As long as he can still do the Avoda, he still does it. If he gets too old, he can't move, then he doesn't do the Avoda. But Kohanim can do the Avoda even if they're 85 years old. Levim b'mumnik sheirim b'shanim sulam. And Levim are the opposite. Even if a Levi has a mum, he can still do the Avoda. Why? Because he doesn't do the avoda, his avoda, meaning he could sing, and he could lock the gates, and he could guard the places of the base of Hamikdash. Levim are not puzzled by mumin, b'mumin k'sherim, b'shanim psulim. But they are nifsal b'years. We'll see what the years are. We'll see the 30 to 50, or 25 to 50. Once a Levi hits 50, boom, he's in forced retirement. And he cannot do, at least, so we'll get to it, some machlokas, certain avodas that the Levi can't do anymore. Nimsa, so what do you see from there? They're opposites. Kasher, b'kohanim, possible Levium. Kasher, b'levium, possible kohanim. There was one time where there were certain Levium that were nifsal b'mumin. And that is a medrash. The medrash is quoted in Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Tes Amabez. They both quote this medrash, and we have a whole kina, the first kina that we say on Tisha B'Av. We're now in the 3 weeks. The first kina on Tisha B'Av that we say alludes, one line alludes to this medrash. I'll read you the medrash. The pasuk says V'avina ba'am. The pasuk says in, I think it's in Ezra, Parakhas, the Gemara quoted, Vekatsina Alnar Hava, Alachva Venechanasham, Yamim Shlosha, Vaavina Ba'am Ubukanim Ubne Levi, Velomatsasi Ubne Levi Lomatsasi Sham. I didn't find any B'nai Levi there. So what does that mean? I didn't find any B'nai Levi. There were no Levium there during Bayis after the Chorban. So it says, Rashi quotes the Medrash, "V'lo matza re'uyim shahayulam sham Levium k'sherim, v'lo matza re'uyim ma'avoda." There were none that could do the avoda. Why were there no Levium that could do the avoda? Ella me osan shekatetsu bachonos yideihem b'shineihem. There were only those that had bit off their thumbs on the way out of Yerushalayim with their teeth. The Amru eich nashira shira Hashem alad masnechar. The pasuk in Al Naras Bavel. Why? Sh'amadam Nebuchadnezzar, Shirulon Mishir Tzion. Nebuchadnezzar had asked these Levium as he was being magla them, he was sending them into Gullus, sing some of the, it was Al Naros Bavel. It was on the banks of the Naharos, the Euphrates. And Nebuchadnezzar says, let me hear some of your beautiful songs. Let me hear what you sang in your temple. And they were so heartbroken that they couldn't do it. But they didn't want Nebuchadnezzar to force them. So they put their thumbs in their mouths and they bit off their thumbs, describes the Medrash. Umdu v'katazu bahonos yidem b'shineim ba'amrulo. And that's the pasuk. Eich nashir ashir Hashem alad masnechar. How can we sing it? Not just because we're sad. We can't because we mutilated ourselves. Lo nashir lo ne'mar ela eich nashir. We don't have any thumbs to play the harp with. So those Ketuzei Bahono started going up with Ezra. And the ones who didn't even do that, they were still in Bavel. That's the Medrash, and that's how we refer in the first Kina. If you look, remember the line, Ketuzei Bahonos. I'm sorry, Pitsue. I think it says they're pitsue. The pitsue bahonos, those who mutilated themselves, nupsu chasideha. Now I got it. That's the line in the kina. Nupsu chasideha, your pious ones mutilated themselves, is referring to this medrash. Again, but that's one time that Levium had mumin, because that was impossible. It wasn't a halachic psul, it was just a mitzias psul, that they couldn't do any of the songs anymore. That is something that you see, that the emotion, we're not saying whether that it was halachically correct to do or not. Right, to singing for Nebuchadnezzar is probably not Yehari Valyavar. It's not one of the big three, unless you say it's Avodah Zarah, relates to the sugya, whether Nebuchadnezzar really had a pesel with him or not. But either way, it was the emotional element, and maybe it was Eis Lasos Lashem that they had to do that. Okay, so Kohanim Levium have opposite psulim. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili. How do you know this? What's the source that Kohanim are nifsal with mumin, and Levium are nifsal with age? Titan Rabbanan, Zos Asher Levium. This is what is going to be with Levium. Matam Alomar, right? This is when they were counted. What does that mean? Lefishinemar Umi Ben Chamishim Shana. Yashuv. Because it says, once they're 50 years old, so then they have to stop doing the Avoda. Rashi points out that whole pasuk that we're darshining now is extra. Zos Asher Levium is totally extra. You could just say the ages. What is that pasuk referring to? So you might say it says you stop by 50. So you learn from that pasuk Mishnah that 50 is the maximum age. They have to stop doing their avoda. Yachol mumin post lebohem. So you might think that mumin also pasal levim. Mumin vidinu. And it's a kal v'chomer. Uma koanim she'in shanim poslim bohen. Mumin poslim bohen. If koanim, years don't pasel, there's no maximum age for a kohen, and yet mumin do pasel the kohen. So levim she'ashanim poslim bohen. Eino dishiyim mumin poslim bohen. So levim, who do get nifsal by age, by years, so surely mumin should pasel them. Tamalomar v'zos asher l'levim. That's this pasuk. This applies to the levim. Zos to levim v'in acheres to levim. This psul of years only apply to levim, and there is no other psul. Mumin don't apply to levim. Right, so that's how one direction. Years, shanim, do not apply to levim. What about the opposite? As the Gemara has asked already a number of times, yochol yu hakohanim psulim b'shanim. What about kohanim? We should say a kohen is nifsal b'shanim. If a kohen gets too old, then he won't be able to do the avoda. Right, like you said about levim, v'halo dinu, and we know it from a kal v'chomer. Uma levim she'ein mumin poslim bohem, shanim poslim bohem, if levim, which do not have mumin that pasel them, years pasel them, kohanim she'ein mumin poslim bohem, eino din she'yu shanim poslim bohem, so kohanim surely also. If mumin pasel by kohanim, so surely years should pasel by kohanim. Tamalomar asher la levim, velo asher la kohanim, semicolon. Right, so that's where the brisa ends so far. That you know, mumin and shanim pasul by each one and not by the other ones. Not by the other ones. Just the ha'ara and the margalis hashas I saw. What's the gemara's havamina that shanim would pasul by kohanim? What about Moshe and Aaron? They were each over 80 when they were doing the avoda. Right, Moshe was b'makam doing the avoda for the for Aaron HaKohen to be the he was acting like the Kohen Gadol. Right, so what's the havamina that it would be okay? The kohanim would be nifsal. The kasha, if you talk in Lomar Cain, Moshe v'Aaron, are you b'nei shmonim umala, b'isha avdu ha'avoda? So he says, maybe, it's from the Imre Emes, the Gera Rebbe, says maybe Moshe and Aaron were different, because what does it say by Moshe? Lo kasa in Zos HaBracha, lo kasa eino v'lo naslecho. He didn't age. Yes, he was of age, but he didn't age. He wasn't like a natural human being. He was exactly perfect, healthy, strong at 120, like he was earlier. The Ebenezer says, Shalon is daknu, v'nisharu b'koach alumehem, memela ein raya misham. Don't bring me kashas for Moshe and Aaron, because he's assuming that Aaron it also applies, that lo nas lecho, it's on the right side over there, right, so the lo nas lecho, he didn't lose any of his strength and any of his abilities, even up until 120. So that's why don't ask me any kashas. Let's continue in the brisa. Yochol af b'shilu b'beis olamim. All this is true, that levim are nifsal in years, and kohanim are nifsal in mumin. I might think that in shilo and beis olamim, it also applies. That what? That there's a psul of shanim, also later on, not just carrying the avodas masa in the midbar, but I might think that the brisa that the psul of years applied to levim in the base of Mikdash as well after they went into Eretz Yisrael. Tamalomar apishilu beis olamim kain. Tamalomar la avod avodas avoda va avodas masa lo amarti ela bisman she avoda bekasef. I only said this psul, this limit of years, only by when there is avoda b'kasef, when the levim are carrying with their shoulders. Avoda b'kasef. Period. Tosis points out, mashma, the bottom Tosis, mashma, the fact that the Gemara has a limud here to say, I might have thought it applies to Mishkan, I might have extended it to Beis HaMikdash, k'mashma lanat. Mashma, ilav miut havigamri mehadadi. Sounds like from the Gemara, that without the specific miut, I would have compared the two. Tosis points out that there seem to be stiras in various Gemaras, and there are Gemaras on both sides of the issue, whether we compare various halachas of Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. Do we always say that they're the same? Yeah, the Gemara talks about Bamos versus Mizbeach, but this is more specific, even if it's within Mizbeach. You always assume and parallel the halachas of Mizbeach and Mishkan? I'm sorry, Mikdash and Mishkan are not. Tosis sounds like, says like from here, without the Mia, we would have. V'chein b'beish Erevin. Also by Erevin, we would have. U'mashani, second line of Tosis, Ashkechan Mikdash, Dikri Mishkan. U'mishkan, Dikri Mikdash. Tosis says you compare. But he says if you look in other places, you look in Shavuos, you look in Sota and Yuma, you don't always compare them. So what's the rule? When do you compare Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, and when do you not? Tosfos says on the bottom, V'yahacha svarahi im lohaya ha-pasuk she-yifsilu ha-pishilu beis alamim ho-vein etali b'kdush ha-mishkan. Tosfos says it a little bit here. He says you would have compared them because it's not totally on the Kedushas Mishkan. He expands it upon it, and he says it even clearer in Maseches Shavuos. Tosfos and Shavuos. You see on the side, it says, I in Tosfos and Erevin, in Sota and Shavuos. If you look in Tosfos and Shavuos there, on Tez Zayin and Mabez, Tosfos there quotes Rabbi Chaim Kohen. Rabbi Chaim Kohen says as follows, Alam Deshchilik. Rabbi Chaim Kohen Hayim Achalik. D'davar she'eino tali b'kdushas makom. If you have a halacha that it's not dependent on the din in the makom, ki hahi de'erevin u'bechulin, like here, age is not tali on the makom, hasam sagi b'chad kar l'shneim. There I would have compared the two, because it's tali on the kedushas of the building. It's kedusha of the avoda, but not a kedusha of the makom. So why should you be mechalik? But if that's so, in Shavuos, the Tali Beglushas Makom Lo Gamri Mehadadi. There you don't learn from it. It's a din in the Makom, so obviously Beis HaMikdash is in the Makom. It's in the Makom HaNivchar. So therefore, it says Tosfos in Shavuos, Tezayinim Abeis, it's alluded to here. You have to just look at the halachas. All the halachas that are totally on the Kedushas Makom, maybe you wouldn't compare the two. If it's totally on the Kedushas HaMikdash slash Mishkan slash Avoda, so then we would be able to compare them, because that's not totally on the makom. Okay, Vitus. That is Tosfos. The other hara I wanted to mention is an important machlokis. How to understand this line of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Lamaskana. There's no psul of the age when it comes to bismanazeh in the time of Shiloh and Beis Olamim. Stop there for a minute. So two issues. Number one is the machlokis Rashi in the Ramban. Rashi in Parshas Baloska. Where this pasuk is. So the pasuk says, V'edar Rishon Moshe Leymar in Baloscha, Zos Asher Lalviyim, Miben Chamesh V'asim Shana V'amala, Yavol Tzava, Bavod Esol Amoi. When they're 25, they go out to the Avoda, which we'll get to soon, Miben Chamishim Shana, Yashuv Mitzvah HaAvoda, V'lo Yavod Od. They shouldn't work anymore. Lo Yavod Od. Says Rashi, Lo Yavod Od, Avodas Masa Bakasif. They don't do the Avoda of carrying Bakasif anymore when they are 50, aval chozer hu l'ni'ila sha'arim v'lashir, v'lit'on agalos. Says Rashi, 50 doesn't mean you're out of a job, period. It means you're out of certain avodos. There's no more physical carrying on shoulders. But in terms of the singing, in terms of the locking up the gates, in terms of loading up the wagons, that you're allowed to do. Because after all, says Rashi, look at the next pasuk. V'sheireis esachav ba'ohel moed, l'shmar mishmeres. Va'avoda lo yavod. So what does that pasuk mean? In this pasuk chafei, it says no more work, lo yavod od, and the very next pasuk says v'sheiris ezachov. How do you put those two together? So says Rashi, avoda, the lo yavod od means the heavy work, avodas masa, and the next pasuk says, but they do the other avodas. The Ramban cannot accept Rashi. He says from the medrash, it seems like they're totally out of a job, and they can't do anything. Can't do anything anymore. We'll have to figure out exactly how the Ramban reads that next pasuk. But the Ramban says, I'll read you the line. V'yod kasem, v'meshlosh shana, v'abay chamishim shana, kol abol avod avodas avodah, v'avodas masa bo'omoid, v'darshu, yocholach b'shilo b'beis olamim came, he quotes our Gemara. Harei, avodas avodah hi ashir, v'mosh kasev l'mala rashi, b'seh den also, imkein, af l'shir nifsalu, b'zman sh'avodah b'kasev. Says the Ramban, at a time when they're nifsal to carry b'katef on their shoulder, they're nifsal for everything. V'chein b'divrei David, and also divrei yamim, it explains it as well. Aval chazad avodah b'nosim, and esum l'sarach. So he continues, he does explain how he reads the following pasuk. V'shir ezachav, he goes back to doing, I don't know, but not jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, but other work, maybe to help follow Yisrael. That's the machlokas Rashi and the Ramban ala Torah. During the time that they're nifsal la'avodas masa, does that mean that they're nifsal for all other avodos as well? Machlokas Rashi and Ramban, whether you could separate the different avodas. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. Gimel Zayin. Says the Rambam. We'll skip that for a minute because we're going to get to that soon. Zeshenemar Batar Belavim. Omi Ben Chamishim Shana Yashud Mitzvah Avodah. That which it says in the Torah. 50, they should stop doing the Avodah. Eino Ela Bizman Shahi Nosen HaMikdash B'Makom L'Mokom. Ve'eino Mitzvah HaNoheges L'Doros. For Lo Yavod Od is not a mitzvah ledoros. That's only bizman that they carry. Ava ledoros, ein ha-levi nifsal b'shanim v'lo b'mumen ela b'kol. We'll get to this, excuse me, in the Gemara in a few minutes, but la'olam v'ed, levim are not nifsal b'shanim, only b'kol. Kishi yiskalkulu kolo mirova zikna, yipasal avodas b'mikdash. V'yireli, and now the Rambam says similar to what Rashi said. When we're going to see in a few minutes that Bizman HaZed, the only nipsol that the Levi has is with his voice, no more shanim, like the Gemara says. But the Rambam says, "V'yir Ali she'eno nifsal elo lomar shira, aval yihyeh min hasho'arim." Even though he is nifsal from saying shira, but he still could be a gatekeeper. So both Rashi and the Rambam say, in each of their respective contexts, that the avodos are not a package deal. Rashi says that Bizman HaMidbar, that even though they can't do the avodas masa anymore, they could do the other avodos. And the Rambam says even Bizman HaZeh, even though they can't sing anymore, they could be from the Shoarim. That is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. The Ramban, ala Torah, said that Bizman Midbar, they weren't able to do anything anymore. So it's an interesting question what he would say Bizman HaZeh. He discusses it, right, in Shorish Gimel in the Sefer Mitzvahs, which we're not going to read right now. Okay, stop there in the Rambam. Let's go weiter now. Says the Gemara. Kasav Echa, this is the Tosefta now. Kasav Echa, about 10 lines up from the bottom, 12 lines up. Kasav Echa, Omer Ben Chamesh Ve'esrim Shana V'mala. The passage that we just read says, from 25, the Avlovim will start doing work. Because of Echa, Omer Ben Shloshim. Efshar Lomar Shloshim, Shekvar Ne'emar Chafei. Efshar Lomar Chafei, Shekvar Ne'emar Shloshim. Right, it says 25 says 30. So HaKeitzad, Chafei Lomo V'Shloshim La'Avoda. 25 to start learning, and 30 to do the avoda. Mikan l'talmid shlo rasim in yafeh b'mishnaso, heishanim shuv eino roa. What does this teach me? That somebody who's learning for 5 years and doesn't see simin brach in his learning, he won't see it, because here the Levim have 5 years to prepare. If you can't learn to do it in 5 years, so then shuv eino roa. This Gemara, this Chazal, is quoted by the Mepharshim on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos at the end of Perek Hey, ben chamish l'mikra, ben eser l'mishnah, ben chamish esrei l'talmud. Right, because there you have 5 year breaks also in between the limud, because in 5 years there should be simin bracha in one's limud. If you look at Rashi here, the Mefarshim should pick up on this Rashi. What does simin yafeh mean? What does it mean if you don't see simin yafeh in your learning? What is simin yafeh? So Rashi says, lomed v'shochacho. If you learn it and you don't remember it. Lomed v'shochacho. This is somewhat depressing. I mean, if we forget things, that's not called not simin yafeh. So it means more than the natural. Simin yafeh lomid v'shochacho. So one of the achronim put this Rashi together with the Gemara in Megillah. And Rashi there, the Gemara in Megillah Davav talks about yagati umatzati. Right? If somebody says that I was miyageya and I lo matzati al tamin, lo yagata umatzata al tamin, only yagati umatzati. Right? And then the Gemara says that's limited to it's limited to figuring things out. But l'ukme girsa siyata d'shmayahu. And Rashi there again says, what's l'ukme girsa? That is to remember the sugya. That's special siyata d'shmaya. So we see to help with zikaron, obviously we have to put in the amelus, but ultimately it's up to siyata d'shmaya how much we remember. Photographic memory is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's similar here. Rashi says, it's siyata d'shmaya. 5 years, simin bracha. If you don't have siyata d'shmaya then in a specific area, so then maybe shuv eino roa. Okay, what does that mean? You have to learn more or change your limud. Not for now. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says gimel shanim, 3 years, not five. Shneamar ula gadlam shanim shalosh ulolamdam sefer v'loshen kastim. So you see that in pasuk in Daniel, it's 3 years. V'idach. So what does the 5 year opinion do with this pasuk? Shani loshen kastim the kalil. Now that's only 3 years because to learn a language, the Babylonian language, that's easy. It only takes 3 years. V'idach shani halachas hilchas avoda the takifin. The opposite, hilchas avoda are extra chamur, and that's why it takes 5 years and not just the regular three. Vayter Tana Rabbanan. Kohen, Mishiyavish de Cyrus Ashayaskin Kashalavoda, Umumin Postlin Bo. A Kohen, from when he brings Shte Cyrus, when he reaches maturity, until he gets very old, he could do the Avoda. And Mumin possible by him. Ben Levi, Mi Ben Shloshim, Ben Chamishim, Kashalavoda, Vishana Postlin Bo. A Ben Levi is only 30 to 50. Bamedra Mamurim, Bo Almoich of a Midbar. As we said, this only applies in the Almoich and the Midbar when they carried things on their shoulders. And the Ramban says, and once they're nifsal for that, they're nifsal for everything, because there's a connection between all the avodah, says the Ramban. Avo b'shilo u'bevei salamim ein nifsal an elav akol. But once they came into Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan in Shiloh, they're only nifsal b'kol. Depends on their voice. That's the only psul that they have. So the Kohen, those could start doing the avodah by Shtei Cyrus. So what does that mean? Lepashtus, Bizman Avoda, they made sure that he had Shtei Cyrus. Shanim and Shtei Cyrus. Nowadays, we've mentioned in the past, Bizman Hazeh, we rely on what's called Chazaka de Rabba. Rabba says in Maseches Nida that Bizman Hazeh, are we allowed to assume that once a child turns 13 years old, then we assume he has physical maturity? Do we assume that? So, we paskin for Durabanan's yes, for Daraisa's no. So in the Avoda, in the Beis HaMikdash, that was a Daraisa. So Pashas says they made sure they didn't rely on Chazaka de Rabba. But the Shulchan Aruch says this in Simin Nun Gimel, says the in Hilchas Brachos, Ein Mamanin Elami, talking about who could be the Chazan. We only appoint somebody who could be the chazin, somebody who nismale zikno, somebody who has a full beard. What does that mean? Elsewhere, the Ramaz, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Chav Ches, we'll get to that soon, in Hilchot Nesiyas Kapayim, as long as somebody's at the age of a full beard, even if he didn't have. Because she gila shanim shoroy l'smal l'zakano, avami shalon l'smalay, karina n'vein l'smalay l'zakano. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Chav Ches. But anyway, back to Simin Nun Gimel. The only point of chazin, who is older. Aval ba'akroi, but on a temporary basis, once in a while, Mishahevi, not a chazan kavua, Mishahevi, Shtei Cyrus, Yuchalaru Leiri Lefeateva. Once he reaches physical maturity, he could be the chazan. Ubilvad, as long as he's not, it's not kavua. So then says the Mishnah Berura, Mishahevi, Shtei Cyrus, Rosalomar, Achashi Gil, Yud Gimel Shana, Tekodim Lomahani Cyrus, Fa'ayin Magin Avram, Demistama, Ainsurach Livdog Achas Cyrus Bazeh. We don't check. Bizman hazeh. To bedavar, deradbanan, azlina basaruba, should be vishni sarah's post to azman, where that's called chazaka deraba, that we trust. And that's what we do for bar mitzvah boys. We let them do deradbanans. We let them lane, we let them bench, we count them for a minion. All of those which are deradbanans, we allow them to do. If we're talking about daraisas, we wouldn't allow them until they get a little older, and we could be vadai sure. For Tekiah Shofar, maybe for Mikra Megillah during the day, which is Divrei Kabbalah. For any other Da'araises, Parsha Zachar, we would not allow them. We would not allow them. And the Poskim also mentioned that maybe we shouldn't check. Let's say we want him to lay. We shouldn't check, because then if he doesn't have, so then he wouldn't even be able to do his Drabanas. So then, so it's generally, the Minhag Olam is not to check. We rely on Chazaka D'Rabba, and we allow them to do Drabanas. Okay. That's in terms of how old he is. Amar Yosi Mikra, what's the pasuk that the Levim are not nifsal except Bikol? Vayhi, turning over, Vayhi ke'echad lamechatsrim v'lamashorim lashmiya kol echad. The pasuk says that they sing one voice. One voice, ke'echad, all together. Afilu zakenim b'mash Rashi says. Right, even zakenim, they are unified in their singing. Okay, ad sheyazkin, until they get old, they're allowed to do the avoda. Ad kama, what is there a maximum age limit? What does it mean, old? Amar Rabbi Elah, Amar Rabbi Chanina, ad sheyarases. Until they start shaking because they're so old. Right, they start shaking, and therefore they can't do the avoda properly. Right, because they don't have enough strength. Period. Tznan hasam, once... Straight, so definitely from sickness, if they can't, they're going to be, to spill the blood. But, Rashi says on top, Urasi's yada varaglav rosasin me'ein kawach. Because he doesn't have enough strength to stand up. So if he doesn't have enough strength to stand up and to be around, so that's too old. Tzan Hasan says the Mishnah in Meseches Mikvaos. Mikvaos, also talking about an age. That's why this is here. Balkari shetavav lohitil mayim. We know a Balkari. Balkari, as we know, is not a Zav. A Balkari is a natural. A man is with his wife, and right after every time he's with his wife, he becomes a Balkari. The Balkari, the Shechva Zera is Metamehim. So, the halacha is he has to go to the mikveh and wait till sunset in order to become tahar. He's a tvul yom. So what happens if he goes to the mikveh without urinating beforehand? He wasn't matul mayim from the time that he became a balkari until he went to the mikveh. And then what happened? And he went to the mikveh. So the halacha is l'kshayatil tameh. He automatically becomes tummy again after he's matul mayim, because we assume there is some shechva zera still left inside of him. And when he goes to the bathroom, so that some of that shechva zera is going to come out. It's going to be tamayim again. So therefore the rule is, if somebody wants to become tar after going to the mikveh, if being a balkari, he has to first go to the bathroom. First go to the bathroom after he is a balkari. And once he goes to the bathroom once, then he could go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechola ubizakein tamei. Rabbi Yossi limits it. If he is sick or if he is old, then he is tamei if he didn't go to the bathroom beforehand, because then we assume he didn't get all the shechva zera out when he became a balkari. Beyalid ubabari, but somebody who's younger and robust, so then we assume it all went out during the time that the shechva zera came out, and therefore tahar, so then he would be tahar even if he didn't go, he wasn't matamayim before the tefillah. So yalid arkama, so what's the age? What's the cutoff? So I'm Rabbi Law, I'm Rabbi Chanina, same person talking. Kol sha'omid al raglo achatz, v'choleitz min alo, v'noel min alo. Whoever could stand on one foot and untie and tie their shoe, if you can stand on one foot, so then that's considered a yeled. Right? If you're too old to do that, right, to stand on one foot and pick up your other foot and tie, if you can't do that, you're going to fall over, so that's too old. Some of us can't do that even when we're younger. But anyway, that's the age that Rabbi Chanina gives. Listen back to, we had in a Parshas year, we had a thought of the Ber Yosef in Parshas Shmos last year, Amar al Diskin. I think Amar al Diskin and the Ber Yosef, but the Amar al Diskin discusses about Moshe Rabbeinu's wanting Malchus in Parshas Shmos, and we spoke about this Chazal. Anyway, so you have to stand on one foot and be able to untie and put on. It's both. Not just take, a lot of people can stand on one foot and take off their shoe. But it's Choleitz Menano and Noel Menalo, both of them. Amru Allah, finishing up. Amru Allah al Rabbi Chanina, Shahaya ben Shmonim Shana, Vayomer al Raglachas, Vacholiz Menalo Velo Menalo. Rabbi Chanina was able to do it even when he was 80 years old. So this person, Rabbi Chanina, who was just talking here, right, he was 80 and he was able to do this. Amru Rabbi Chanina, and he said, Chamin Veshemin, Shesachasni Imi Bialdusi, Hein Amduli Be'ezik Nusi. The oil and the hot compresses that my mother used to smear on me when I was younger, that's what held me in good stead when I got older. It was all back to my mother, how the chamin and the shemin that she used to smear with me. Period. So in the, again, the second Margolius HaShas of the day, many of the Achronim mentioned maybe the chamin and the shemin is a reference to something. What is it? Maybe it's a reference to the chamin is the chamimus of Torah, and the shemen is the sweetness of Torah. So those two things are what that warmth that his mother gave him is what got him through, that held him in good stead in his old age. Quotes here: "B'prapes mana zeh sharon ba'alil shachinah chabanim l'torah kedosha tali be'ikir ech ima madrich osam kihi akaras abayis." And chamin, that's the Gemara in Chulin. Chamin is chamimus l'mitzvah. Shemin is l'chachmas haTorah that my mother gave me when I was younger. It says that education in the younger years, you know, that's what held him. And gam kiyazkin lo yasser mimena. Gam kiyazkin lo yasser mimena, as the pasuk says in Mishle. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is a parallel. We say that one should hear the halacha is that if he doesn't go to, at least according to the Tanakhama, every time a balkari does not go to the mikveh before he becomes tameh, Rabbi Yossi limits it. But this is where probably the part of where it came from, the minigol of anybody goes to the mikveh. Anybody goes to the mikveh, even if it's not balkari, we say a person should go to the mikveh before in Hilchos Nida. The Ramah quotes this in Kuf Tzadik Tes. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Ramah quotes that a woman should go to the mikveh before, a woman should go to the bathroom before she goes in the mikveh. The Yesh Omrim. This is also because of chatzitza issues, but this is quoted here. Yesh Omrim. Shehaisha tzricha lahatol mayim kodim tefillah. Imi tzricha lakach. She should go to the, if she has to go to the bathroom, she shouldn't be holding it in when she goes into the mikveh. Gam tzricha livdok atzma begdolim ubektanim. Shelote tzricha la'atzor atzma v'lo yiru'uyim labias mayim. Because she might, like, hold herself in a certain way if she has to go to the bathroom, and therefore water won't get into all the crevices that it has to get into in the water. Therefore, anybody who goes to the Gamsri Chalatzit Soas Lachotem, she should blow her nose beforehand if she has a stuffed nose. But anyway, that is the Ramah, so that's maybe an outgrowth a little bit from what came here. This Mishnah, Mesechet Mikvot, that talks about going to the bathroom before one goes to the mikvah. Weiter, Tana Rabbanan, Nismale Zekano, Ru'ula, once we're talking about ages of different avodos, once a person has Nismale Zekano, means older than 13, Ro'i Leos, meaning it's older when he's Nismale Zekano, Ro'i Leos Shliach Tzibur, then he can be the Shliach Tzibur. What does Shliach Tzibur mean in this context? So Rashi says, fourth skinny line, L'kol Tzarcheyem, for any communal needs. Shliach Tzibur, he means the Shliach of the Tzibur. L'tkiyah Shofar, to blow Shofar for the Tzibur, right? Can't be 13. Rashi says that's a position of authority, to blow Shofar. Or L'nados, to excommunicate people. V'libnos Parnas, to appoint leaders. To be in a position of authority in the city, you have to be a little bit older. Nismali Zakanu. The Rashba and Tosas both point out here that Shliach Tzibur doesn't usually mean that. Doesn't usually mean that. And look at the next line of the Brisa, they say. Labri lefnei ateva. That's sounds like, right, that's talking about a chazit. So what does Shliach Tzibur here mean? Maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. Because the next line. But the Tosfos and the Rashba both say that really Shliach Tzibur here means what we would think it means. It means Shliach Tzibur. How do you read the Brisa? Then isn't it the same thing? So the Rashba takes out the Vav. Shliach Tzibur labri lefnei ateva. And it's easy. It's one phrase. Tosfos says maybe there's a difference between a shliach tzibur kavua and a shliach tzibur arai. Tosfos says in the first skinny line, the yesh loma. Actually, you know what? Let's continue reading and then we'll come back to the Tosfos. Nizmali zakana royli a shliach tzibur v'lebi lefeyateba v'lisas kapav and teduchin. And teduchin. You have to be nizmali zakana teduchin. You can't be 13 years old. You can't duchin. Why not? We'll see. Meimas like kashal avoda. Mishi obviously Cyrus. But what about avoda? Avoda you could do right away when you bring shtei Cyrus. Stop there for a minute. We'll get to the other opinions. Back to Tosas for a second. Tosas asked this question. What about the levels of achazin and what about the levels of duchening? So Tosas says, V'yesh lomar, t'kshehevi shtei Cyrus yachol levi lefnei ateva. Avole also shliach tzibur kavua. Says Tosas, you know what Shliach Tzibur here means? It means all we would think, a chazin. And even though a katan could be a chazin, but a kavua chazin, and a chazin on a fast day, or in the ma'amados, that you have to be older, and that's what we read from the Shulchan Aruch before, in Siman Nun Gimel. Really, a 13-year-old could be the chazin. It's a din derabanan. But to be a kavua chazin, or chazin on a very serious day, that one would have to be older. What about duchening? What about duchening? A katan can't duchen? Tosas asked that as well. Now we see from later on that a katan can duchen. Right? The Bryce in Sukkah, Daf Mem Bei, says, katan, sheyodea lisas kapav, you could give it him a truma. So you could give him truma. So if you give him truma, so you see, katan yodea lisas kapav. So the chiluk that most Rishonim have here, Tosas has it, the Rashba has it, is that let me backtrack for a second. I said it incorrectly. The Gemara elsewhere seems to say that even a katan keduchin. You don't even have to be nisvali zakana. You don't even have to be a gadol. Even a katan keduchin. So says Tosfos and the Rashba and others, a katan we allow to duchin if there are other kohanim with him. If a katan is the only one, then they would not allow it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lama Dalet. Katan shlohevi shtei Cyrus inanosias kapa bifnei atzmo klal aval im kohanim shehem gedolim no say lil mod ula hischanech to practice umi shehevi shtei Cyrus inanosias kapa afilu bifnei atzmo. But if he's reached physical maturity and years, so then he can duchen by himself. Umiyu dafka ba'akroy ba'alma. But it's only ba'akroy and not bekfiyas. Bekfiyas, he should be older. Yismali zakano. What does akroy mean? That's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes. What about in galus where they only duchen once in a while? So that's considered akroy enough, so they would be able to duchen if it is on a yantif. Ubimidina seinu, she knows in kapayim, ela be yantif, mutalisa kapa, bechorag, ala filu bepneatsmo, kadilach zuki nafshi bakani, telo mikri ze, ela be akroy. But in Eretz Yisrael, one wouldn't say those halachos. Okay. Let us continue. So again, a katan could duchen by himself. When he's 13, he could duchen, by himself, as long as it's akroy. And, chazanim, we said, lamaskana, that ba'akroy, as long as they are of age, and bekfius, it should be older. Viter. So when is they kosher? But now what about avoda? So Tanakama says they Cyrus. Rebbe Omer. Omer ani achi yehi ben asrim. You have to be 20, says Rebbe. Right, we mentioned many times in the past that Rebbe is the only Tana that uses the Lashon of Omer Ani, which is the Lashon of Anava. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this in Beis HaOtzar. Amar v'chesed my time at the Rebbe. What's the source of Rebbe? Tichsiv v'yamidus halviyim ben asrim shana umala l'natzeach al-malach as Beis Hashem. He stood up the Leviim from age 20, l'natzeach, to be in charge of, to supervise the malacha. So you see, they have to be age 20. The idach l'natzeach shiny. And the other opinion would say no. They could be even 13. But l'natzeach, to be one who's in charge, a supervisor, then you have to be older. I have a ha'hai krab Leviim ksiv. What's the Gemara talking about? This passage says it's talking about the Leviim, not the Kohanim. Kidir Bishua ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Be'esrim, Be'arba Makomos, Nikru, Kohanim, Leviim. There are 24 places that Kohanim are called Leviim. This is one of them. Va'Kohanim ha'Leviim ben Eitz Tzadok. That pasuk calls the Kohanim Leviim. So to here, Rebbe says the Kohanim are called Leviim. So therefore, you could use this pasuk as the age. Period. Tana Rabbanan, let's finish up. Ish Mizarach al-Dorosam. A man, Mizarach al-Dorosam. This is the pasuk about Baali Mumin. A coin can't have a mum. Mikan Amar Balazar. Katan pasul avoda afilu tam. An ish has to do the avoda. A katan cannot do the avoda, even if he doesn't have a mum. Me'emasai kasher la'avoda. When is the person kasher la'avoda? Mishiyavish Tisiris, as we said. Aval achava koanim in manichnos la'avoda shiyev ben chaf. Me'ikra din, a Kohen could serve from 13, and when he gets to Cyrus, but the Kohanim generally did not let anyone serve until they were 20. Well, that's the general minhag ha'olam, which was true. Ika da'amri, some say, who is this according to? That say, this brisa that says that 13 me'ikra din is good, but they just wouldn't let them. Ika da'amri ha'rebihi. Maybe this is the shita of Rebbe who says 20, that filu psul d'rabbanan leslei. Right, and then even a psul d'rabbanan he does not have. So maybe it's a bidi eved, right? The ikat amri Rebbe, meaning even Rebbe would say when Rebbe says 20 before, that doesn't mean a bidi eved. Bidi eved, he could even do it at 13, but they wouldn't let him till 20, and that's what Rebbe means. The ikat amri Rebbe islay psul midrabbanan, and maybe this is against Rebbe because Rebbe would hold even midrabbanan ikra din, he has to be 20. V'raha rabbanan, this brisa that allows him to do it even less than 20 is the Rabbanan. And l'chadchila, he shouldn't be 13, but if he is 13, it's okay. They just generally would not let him do the avoda before age 20. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. The parashat Be'ez Hashem, I will try to do it tonight, which hopefully will be up by tomorrow.